take an evening off. So we've been discussing various preparations that are necessary to do on Erev Shabbos on Friday right before Shabbos. And part and parcel of the preparations that need to take place before Shabbos is setting up an Erev. So we, Baruch Hashem, are zoche to live in a community, as in most of the communities that we are familiar with nowadays, that the Erev is set up without our even thinking about it. We are blessed to have Erev checkers who seem to do everything without us even knowing about it. And we always, Baruch Hashem, assume that for the most part, the Erev is always up. How do our modern day Erev in actually work? So in general, we assume that there is some sort of a surrounding wall around our community, and that wall is defined in various halachic ways that is way beyond what we're going to discuss right now. And once a year, what we do is we make a proper Eruvei Chatzeros. What that basically means is that our entire community is considered like one giant courtyard. We take a box of matzah, we do it right here in our shul, we make a bracha, we have someone be Kona the matzah on behalf to, they acquire the matzah on behalf of the entire community, and then where you assume that anyone who wants to partake of that matzah can go. It's right underneath the Aron Kodesh. They can take the matzah and partake of it at any point during the year, and that shows that we have a giant chutzner, a giant courtyard in our community, so anyone can use the Erev who is part of this community, who is going to be partaking of those matzos. However, back in the day, it was a little bit less clear that this is exactly how it worked. In fact, it was a little bit more localized. Many communities actually were broken down by chatzeros, by a courtyard. You had several families, or a whole bunch of families that lived in one courtyard, and each little courtyard would make their own eruv by themselves. So he says, "Noagim la'arev eruv chatzeros b'matzos be'erev Pesach al kol Shabbosos Hashana." That we have accustomed to have an eruv set up once a year on every eruv Pesach. Right? We take the box of matzah, we do what we just described, and therefore you have an eruv the entire year. But he explains that there is a custom that we seem to not follow. I don't know anyone who does follow this, but v'yesh nahagu la'arev b'chol erev Shabbos b'pas. Right? Who's to say that it actually works to make an Erev just once a year that will last the entire year? That's the Aramaic declaration that we make, that this is going to last for the entire year. But why don't you have the obligation to actually make an Erev every single week for every single specific Shabbos? So he says, some have the custom, it's not an obligation, but some have a custom to make an Erev every single Shabbos. We make our Erev Pesach, so we use a box of matzah, but he says that those who do it every single Shabbos, other than Erev Pesach, they use an actual loaf of bread. And it makes a lot of sense, because you can have bread in every other Shabbos except for Pesach, and so therefore that's the custom according to some. V'hanoeg kein, and what do you do with this, those who have such a custom? Ra'i lived soa alav besuda shachres shel Shabbos so besuda halayla. He says that if you are someone who is an individual who makes this Erev every single week, not an obligation, but you have the custom, then you should make sure they're using this bread to have your Shabbos meals. And then finally, yesh nohagim b'makum shekvar yesh Erev l'kol ha'shana, lasos gan Erev nosaf b'chol Erev Shabbos b'li bracha. And then he says, that's all well and good. Some of the custom to do it once a year. Some of the custom to do it every single week. Let's say you live in a community like ours, where we know we have our established Erev for the entire year, so there's no necessity upon anyone to make their own separate Erev. He says there is such an additional custom that some people have when they know they are in a working Erev already, to make an additional Erev. That is to say that I'm going to set up every single Friday, Erev Shabbos, an additional loaf of bread to use for my Erev Chatzeros. And with that, what I'm going to do is, I'm going to make an additional Erev, as it were, but I'm not going to make a bracha. He says some people have such a custom to do that, but again, we generally do not have such customs. Tomorrow we'll begin discussing about the topic of an individual who wants to be involved in other activities, such as traveling before Shabbos, if that's permissible. But for now, we'll conclude with the Rabbi's Kaddish, Rabbi Chananim, and